But the Holy Ghost is God's power in the spiritual realm. And unless you have His Holy Ghost, unless you have the Holy Ghost allowed to move in your Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, anytime He wants to, meeting, then you don't have power.
When you allow the Holy Spirit to move in your life, you'll begin to walk in a greater strength and power than ever before. Find out more on today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Gloria Copeland and her special guest, Billy Brim.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. I have my good friend, Billy Brim, with me today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we're talking about the Holy Ghost moving in your life and in my life. Hallelujah. So listen up.
You and I found out about the Holy Ghost about the same time.
Yes, we did.
It was 1967.
And we were both needing it really bad. Him really bad.
It was 1967, and there was the charismatic move.
Yeah.
I had told someone, because I read it in our denominational paper, that speaking with tongues is of the devil. And the next week I was speaking in them. Because someone took me to Kenneth Hagin's meeting at 1029 North Utica.
And you recognized him.
Yes. And Gloria, in that meeting, was Brother Hagin. We call him Papa and Mama Goodwin. Yes. J.R. and Carmen Goodwin. And Sister Clara Grace. And I mean, it was Holy Ghost. The gifts that we talked about yesterday, they were operating. Brother Hagin stood up there and told us about being taken up to heaven. Discerning of spirits. Seeing Jesus. They spoke with tongues and interpreted Papa and Mama Goodwin.
Oh, yes.
Sister Clara Grace tells us about a vision that she had, a great vision that has stuck with us all these years.
That's right. The glorious church.
Those were manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit. And now there are people in churches who read the Bible, but who are saying, we're not going to have any manifestation of tongues. We're not going to have any manifestations of visions. We're not going to have any of this. Because they call themselves user-friendly.
They can have what they say. But yeah. I say, we're going to have the
tongues. We're going to have them.
Tongues. We're going to have the gifts of the Spirit.
We're going to have the gift of faith and the working of miracles.
Glory to God.
We're going to see blind eyes open.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So I'm concerned about that. Yeah. Because I know that God wants to have us an awakening. And we can't have an awakening without the Holy Ghost, because you can't do anything without the Holy Ghost.
Mm-mm.
He's the mark of our age.
That's right.
The church age. So I'm going to begin now. I told you I would yesterday. We're praying for an awakening and how it began. We're out at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. That's where we are, with about 215 acres in the Ozark woods. And the Lord told us by a vision. I was knocked out in a trance. And it was at Kenneth Hagin's, I can't remember what year it was, but they have it out on DVD.
I believe I was there.
You were there. I was in the car with you. I rode there with you, with Ken and you and Ralph and Martha Kennedy. And oh my, there was a Holy Ghost. You know, Brother Hagin had Holy Ghost meetings where the Holy Ghost was in control. They call it the night of the 84 broken chairs, because the chairs got broken. People were jumping on them and dancing. And I was in a trance. We're going to be talking about trances. You hear me? Trances.
I was thinking about Ralph. Ralph and Martha used to drive us from the meetings. They'd drive Billy, Ken, and me. And so we were in the back seat. We were just talking about the old timers, and, you know, we were just the ones that had gone before us. And Ralph said, he was a very quiet guy, but funny if he wanted to be. He said, "Have you ever thought that you are the old timers?" And I said, "Never have the old timers been so young." Hallelujah. Do you remember that night?
Oh, I'll never forget it.
It was so funny. We'd been to Brother Hagin's meeting, and we were up high and full of joy.
You left high.
Yes, you did.
You did not leave church down in the dumps. No, you're not supposed to leave church down in the dumps.
It was great.
You're supposed to leave church in joy. Hallelujah.
Words of life.
Hallelujah.
And you know what? When you pick your church, you need to think about, am I lifted up?
Right.
Did I hear words of life from the Word of God, or did I hear traditions? And this is no time to get in a cold, dead church.
Oh, no.
You need to get, there's good churches out there.
Oh, yes.
People, preachers preaching the good news, faith, and the power of God. And if you don't hear it, you're not going to walk in it. So,
yep,
that's right. Go somewhere else.
You don't want to go where the dead are preaching to the dead.
No.
Want to go where there's life.
Don't sit up with the dead. Go
where
there's life.
Yes. Bless the Lord. And we do urge people to go to church. I mean, I'm churchy.
We're
churchy people. But you ought to have enough good sense to know where to eat your spiritual food like you do go to a good restaurant.
Yes. Amen.
And eat the natural food.
Thank
so
God
I was in a trance, and we're going to talk about trances because Brother Hagin prophesied in this great move that's coming back, and it'll be the awakening, that there will be trances. And we're going to talk about Sister Woodworth Etter.
I don't remember that about trances yet.
Yes.
So you're going to talk about that.
We're going
that
to talk today. About that.
Good.
And that there would be things that people would like, they would say, no, we don't want that. You know, and they back off from it. And so I was in a trance down on the floor. And the Lord showed me a vision. He showed me the inside of a log cabin. And He said, I want you to establish a place of prayer. I have land in Branson. I was in Tulsa, and I thought I was supposed
to. Had you ever had that thought
about
Branson before?
No, I never had that thought, ever. And I was thinking about buying my great-grandparents' old place.
And you were a widow
at
that time.
Not much money.
Yeah.
Not much influence. Not much anything. And he said,
except much spirit.
But I had the Holy Ghost, and thank God I was under the right teachers.
That's right.
And I was seeing a demonstration of the Spirit that night. And the Holy Ghost that night was being allowed to manifest. That night it was, Holy Ghost, have your way. Well, the way He was having with me, while others were dancing on the chairs and Brother Hagin was drunk like a drunk man staggering everywhere, I was on a trance in the floor. And He was showing me to have this place. And He said, establish a place of prayer for two reasons. One, to pray in the plan of God. Two, to stop the strategies of the enemy.
Amen.
In other words, work with God. We can't do it, but working with God.
Yes, that's right.
And letting Him work down through us. And then He said, have two kinds of prayer there. Have the cabins for the people to come for individual prayer. And they do all the time. And I was told by a senator just recently how that he had reached a place in his life that was really challenging because of he was a believer who had entered the political realm, and it was challenging. Mm-hmm. His wife said, you need to get apart and pray. And he came to Prayer Mountain, and he was telling me what a blessing it was to him. So have that place, and then have a place for corporate prayer, because there are things you can do in united prayer that you can't get any other way.
To pray in the plan of God.
Pray in the plan of God. So for some time now, we've had afternoon prayer on Sundays at 3 o'clock. People come from all the churches around about the area, and then visitors come in.
And then they watch all over the world on the internet.
Yeah,
don't they?
Right. At that time, we did not have that internet part. We didn't have the Wednesday prayer. This was June 29th, 2008. It grew out of this. But as we were praying, and at that time, our country, the United States of America, was going to have an election, a presidential election, in November, the upcoming November. So we're really getting with it. You know, we're praying about the election. Our hearts are in there. And without realizing it, you almost move over into the area of, oh, no, if that party gets in, we're sunk. Or we got to have this party get in. Then there's a glimmer of hope. You know, only a glimmer. And so there's where we were praying. And we had a Holy Ghost interruption. And the Holy Ghost interruption came by the gifts of the Spirit. Because when He manifests Himself, He manifests the nine gifts. You can go in Elijah's miracle ministry. You can go in Elisha's. You can go to all the prophets. Every single thing came by one of those nine manifestations.
That's right.
And Brother Goodwin, Brother J.R. Goodwin, he used to could tell you like this which one it was, every one of the Old Testament ones. because we see there the pattern for the new. And so we were there, and he interrupted us with utterance gift. And the utterance gift was a word of wisdom. And it, well, that was the revelation gift. We got a word of wisdom. We got a revelation from God. The revelation from God jerked the reins on us. And he brought it by an utterance gift, the prophecy, which is a divine, supernatural, supernaturally inspired utterance. You didn't think it up. You didn't write it down
on
a piece of paper.
You
didn't come out of your mind. You didn't come in that meeting that day thinking about this. Oh, this was the farthest from our thoughts. But suddenly the Spirit of the Lord filled the place. And he spoke through my mouth. And I've only had it like that twice. This was the second time. Where you absolutely don't have a control of what you say. Most of the time, spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets. You can be quiet, he said, if there's no interpreter present, or mm-hmm. not. But this was not one of those times. This was, and it was very corrective. He said, one thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God. We were shaken. We were corrected. And then the spirit of repentance moved on us. When a spirit of repentance comes, it's quite different than just saying you repent and going out and do the thing, same thing the next day. A real spirit of, I'm telling you right now, we changed. We turned. We turned from hope in either the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. We turned to the only place our hope is, God. And we repented. I cried. I wept. I said, God, forgive us. And he brought those scriptures. Don't trust in princes.
That's right.
Our trust can't be in them. We want godly leaders. But our trust can't be in them. You and I have watched godly leaders, especially of Israel, that knew the plan of God, that knew the purposes of God, and then something comes and sits on them like a demon.
After they get in
power. I'm thinking of Ariel Sharon, and he does opposite what all of his life he did.
Sure.
So it's a satanic thing. So you can't get your hope in Ariel Sharon to save Israel. You got to have your hope in God to save Israel.
That's right.
And it can be the same with us. We can't get our hope in a presidential candidate or a president.
That's right.
So we can pray for them, believe God, do everything we're supposed to do.
And we can't lose our hope.
No, we can't lose
our
hope.
We're believing God, our
faith. We believe in God.
We believe God.
I'm telling you, I got such hope and faith for America that day. Amen. And it had almost vanished because I had seen us, even in a Republican and Democratic times, go against God's plan for Israel. And I thought, we're ready for judgment here. But that day I got my faith restored and my hope, and that we can
our
do something about
it. Lord.
Our trust is in Jehovah.
That's right.
And so then the first thing that happened after we repented, and one pastor I shared this with, he said, it's idolatry. If you have your whole faith in a party, it's idolatry. You could be, you know, helpful to that party and this and that, but your faith is in God.
That's right. You bet.
The Creator. And so I...
The Almighty God.
The Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
And I'm telling you, we wept. I wept. And then these shots went through my mind. The best person in the world could be elected President of the United States. It would do no good if the people do not turn to God. And then
That's
came
right.
through
That's exactly
awakenings.
Right. Awakenings.
The Great Awakening. The part of prayer in an awakening.
Waking up to God.
Waking up to the presence of God.
Yeah.
It says in Acts that he's all around us. If haply we might reach out and feel that he's there.
Wake up to him. Yeah.
That's what Paul said to those pagans on Mars Hills. In him we live and move and have our being. He's there. And he wants just people just to wake up. I've known of people, I've read their life story. They saw a leaf come out on a tree in the springtime, Finney, and realize about resurrection and redemption. That's what it's supposed to show to you. You don't bow down, weave a little laurel wreath of the leaves, and bow down to the tree.
That's right.
You say, hey, God created this tree, and it brings forth new life right about Easter time, right about Passover time. He's demonstrating to us.
Amen.
Everything. So it went through my mind then, the Great Awakening, Awakenings, American History Study. And so that's what we did. I start studying. And I found out that America was born out of the Great Awakening. You and I have done programs on this, and you made it a product. So they can go online, and they can find out, I'm not sure the name of it. We'll announce it tomorrow. We'll get them to tell us what it is. They can go online, and they can get the story of Jonathan Edwards. And they can get the story of George Whitefield, and God gave him the dream of one nation under God. Mm-hmm. And they can get the story of the noontime prayer meetings that came in 1857 and spread across America, and what happened in Ireland. These awakenings didn't happen just in this country. They're happening
That's right.
all over the world.
That's right.
And so when people wane in their knowledge of God, it's like he'll send an awakening, but he sends it in answer to prayer. It doesn't just drop on you. He stirs up the people. That's
In other words, faith has to be released.
Yes, you have to have expectation.
That's right.
You have to have faith. Remember that woman's dream yesterday? They don't have expectation. They don't have expectation for the miracles. Expectation for mm-hmm. for the gifts of the Spirit. Expectation for the power. The Bible says that in the last days, people will have a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. The power of God is the Holy Ghost. Electricity, John G. Lake said, is God's power in the natural realm.
Yes.
But the Holy Ghost is God's power in the spiritual realm. And unless you have His Holy Ghost, unless you have the Holy Ghost allowed to move in your Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, anytime He wants to, meeting, then you don't have power.
That's right.
And without even power to preach. I'm talking power. He's the teacher.
That's right.
And you cannot say to him, well, I'm going to let you preach through me, but now we are not going to have any healing. We're not going to have any tongues and interpretation. Don't interrupt our meeting here.
We're not going to say
we're
that.
Not going to. Well, we're not saying this.
No.
But you know, preachers, I've done this before. I'm sorry I did it. Oh, God, forgive me. But I've been preaching along. And I sense in my spirit, Lord wants me to speak a tongue and interpretation. And I'm thinking, I'm only on point two, and I've got three great points.
This is a really good sermon,
I mean,
Lord.
This is a good sermon. But Wigglesworth, he would begin. I mean, his preaching is filled with like little four-line interruptions of the Holy Ghost. And it always is something hot off the press, as Brother Hagin said, divinely inspired from heaven,
yes.
And it'll help the service along. So we were very definitely corrected. And out of that then grew our noontime prayer meetings. And out of our noontime prayer meetings, they're reaching all over the world. They're every Wednesday from 12 to 1, and people are joining us from all over the world. And you said something on our last broadcast. You said you have to know about something before you can believe for it. And Mark Wilhite went to Kiev. He went to the Ukraine. And he told those pastors over there about the noontime prayer meetings. And they said, in Kiev, in the Ukraine, former Soviet Union, we never heard of such a thing. What is an awakening?
Wow.
So then they started tuning in, finding out what is an awakening. And they sent us via email a picture. They have a minister's meeting every Wednesday. And they all got their hands on the map of the Ukraine. And they're asking God for an awakening.
Praise God.
They said, we heard of a thing called the awakening. They had it in the United States. We want it here in the Ukraine.
Praise God. This broadcast will be on in the Ukraine.
Yeah, right now. Hey. Hi, guys. All of you ministers believing for an awakening.
Yes, we agree with you.
We know you're going to have it. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. There is no awakening outside and apart from the Holy Ghost. In fact, there's no doing anything outside and apart from the Holy Ghost. Jesus himself said, I can do nothing. Bless the Lord. Now, John chapter 3 and verse 6. Jesus said something that I think about all the time. That is born of the flesh is flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And that is born of the spirit is spirit. You can have really good ideas in your flesh. Men are really quite little creatures, you know? They're creative in their natural. We are a spirit.
Yes.
We have a soul and we live in a body. And God can think right through your mind. But when you're doing something in the work of the Lord, you need to know it came from God and not the flesh. Like, for instance, Abraham, you know, with Hagar. And Sarah, it was the law of Hammurabi in those days. And the law of Hammurabi said that if you don't have a child, your husband can just divorce you because you didn't have a child. So she figured, according to the law of Hammurabi, and it was so, that if there were a concubine, and that concubine had a child, and Sarah had given that right to Abraham to take the concubine, then she could not be divorced for not having a child. No grounds. You know, we have grounds. We have legal grounds for divorce and not divorce. So she did that. And the result was an Ishmael. And a lot of things in the work of the Lord are Ishmaels.
That's right. That's right.
And they're hard to kill off. Ishmaels don't just die on their own, you know. I mean, there's still results of that today. So, in our, Jesus said, you'll be led by the Holy Ghost. He will live inside you now that I'm going, and you, He will guide you into all truth. So you have to be really sure in ministry that you heard from God.
Amen. And in life, if you're not in the ministry.
Exactly.
You'll go on the wrong trail.
Exactly.
If you don't listen.
You have to, so that it can be real and blessed. And tomorrow we're going to start with this spirit, with this verse, which has been a verse marked ever since the outpouring of the Holy Ghost in Azusa. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Amen. So we're going to see how that fits in the book of Zechariah with the plan of God. He's actually talking about the plan of God. And God's plans and His purposes are not going to come forth in this last hour. And we're really close. You and I were talking about it on the way to the studio. Not going to come to pass without the Holy Ghost guiding us. That's right. And giving us God's plans. And we can hear them, and we can, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by my spirit. Amen. We're going to look at what those words mean.
Praise God.
And go on with this business of the Amen. Holy Ghost.
You don't want to miss any of the broadcasts this week. Billy is bringing us a word from the Spirit. We'll be right back.
The best. It marks achievement, sets standards, and brings success. It's what God has promised every believer. But what does it really mean to enjoy God's best? God's best is all about who He is. Blessed Beyond Measure, Gloria Copeland's best-selling book, will help you discover the extraordinary goodness of God. You'll find out how to live in fellowship with Him and experience His love and blessing for you. Step into more of God's best with Kenneth Copeland's book, Blessed to Be a Blessing. His book will help you understand true biblical prosperity as the foundation for walking day to day in heaven's supply. Both of these life-changing books are part of a special offer, Enjoying God's Best. With your purchase, you'll also receive a bonus mini-book, Living in Heaven's Blessings Now by Gloria Copeland, that will take you from average to supernatural as you experience the reality of God's kingdom here on earth. Now is your time to live God's best. Order Enjoying God's Best, an uplifting package that includes Gloria Copeland's best-selling book, Blessed Beyond Measure, and the life-changing book by Kenneth Copeland, Blessed to Be a Blessing. Order your package today and you'll also receive the free bonus book, Living in Heaven's Blessing Now, also by Gloria Copeland. For faster processing and a product discount, order through our website at kcm.org. Or you may call us toll-free, 800-600-7395. Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org.
Jesus came, bore our sins, our sicknesses, and our diseases on the cross. Now, we have to receive Him and what He did. You know, you can go to church all your life and never be born again. Mm-hmm. You'd probably have to work at it if you were going to a church that preaches a new birth, but it's possible. So what do you do? Jesus is not like the devil. He's not a deceiver. He's not one to force Himself upon you. Jesus paid the price, and we find out from the Word of God what He did for us, and then we receive Him as the Lord and Savior of our life by a decision. And when we do that, He doesn't leave us the same way we were. We get born over again, and that old man of sin dies, that old creature's gone forever. And on the inside of you is a new creature in Christ Jesus, the Scripture says. And you're born again, you're different on the inside. Now you've got to learn how to walk in that life, that new life that you have. But we've got the Bible, we receive the Holy Spirit to teach us. So if you've never in your life ever made Jesus the Lord of your life, maybe you didn't even know you needed to, maybe you've been in a church all these years and nobody told you you need to be born again, I'm telling you, Billy and I are telling you today. And so you pray this prayer with us. Just say,
thank
Jesus, I receive You as my Lord and Savior. Take my life and do something with it.
I give myself to you.
I receive You. Fill me now with Your Holy Spirit to overflowing. In Jesus' name we receive it. Amen. Hallelujah. Take my life and do something with it. That's what I prayed one day. I didn't know anything about anything, but the Lord revealed to me how to pray. And you know, He did. He took me. He'll take you. He's for everybody. You say, well, yeah, but I'm a murderer. I'm a thief. I've had a terrible, led a terrible life. Well, you're just the kind He's looking for. Why? Because you get born over again and that old man dies. And the Bible says this new man is a new creature in Christ Jesus. If that happened to you today, we want to send you these books absolutely free. Just write for the salvation package and we'll send them to you. And this brochure about how to study the Bible, glory to God. It's good from here on out. This is Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They've put together a free 5-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. To request your free salvation package, go to our website at kcm.org or call or write to us today. God has a good plan for your life. Have faith in God and begin to walk in the blessing.